Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. I'm going to read Matthew 1. I'm going to turn over to Matthew. Matthew's and give a brief word about Matthew's telling of the good news. Again, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are Gospels. They were a new kind of literature, literature written to tell the story of Jesus. So I'm going to read, having just read part of Luke's telling of the good news, I'm going to read Matthew 1, 18 through 25, and just say a few words about it. Matthew 1, 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we have read and heard familiar words to us this morning. We ask now as we consider these words again that you would apply them freshly to our hearts. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation in each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. What's in a name? You know, in our day, we tend to name people a family name or a name that sounds good to us. Only occasionally do we name someone based on the meaning of the name, although we do have nicknames. Nicknames, for example, in sports, someone who can round the bases really quickly might come to be known as Speedy. Or the one who can throw fastballs with his left hand may come to be called Lefty. But back in biblical times, names had a little more meaning. And we're going to see here today that even as we read from Isaiah, some of the names that our Lord how he would come to fulfill them in his life. So even in this case, we're going to see in just a moment how Jesus himself was given his name for a purpose. Well, for a brief Christmas devotion, I want to say a few things about Matthew's telling of the story of Jesus. He gives us just these brief words we had in 18 to 25. He starts his gospel with a genealogy that reminds us that Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One, is a son of David and a son of Abraham. So he sets it in the context of Jewish history, going back to Abraham. But he just picks up right in the middle of the narrative. And when we hear him start telling us about the actual birth of Christ, we find out some things about it. I'm going to say three brief things about this little narrative that from Matthew 1, 18 to 25.
And let me just say, we find from the way he tells it that, number one, this is a supernatural birth. Because as we come into the story, Mary is already pregnant. Now, she's pledged to be married, that is, she's betrothed. And in their day, a betrothal would be legally binding. They had not been officially wed yet, but they had been legally bound together. She's betrothed, and yet she's with child. Now we're told, Matthew has this information, that it is through the Holy Spirit. So this is a supernatural birth. Just as Isaiah foretold, this is a supernatural birth. Verse 18, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Verse 20, what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. The angel would tell Joseph. And then verse 23 is, in this short amount of space, again reminded, the virgin will be with child, just as the prophet foretold. This is a supernatural birth. We see here, again, this all comes together because God's word is so consistent. Even as our Advent devotional reminded us, we have a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they work together in this. The Father saying that the time had indeed come. His Spirit entering the womb of the Virgin Mary, bringing life. Our Lord Jesus, his birth is a supernatural birth. You know what? There's good news in that even for us today. If it's a supernatural birth and the God of all power brought it about. And so he has the power, even as I've prayed, to meet whatever Christmas needs you have this morning. He has the power. He has all power. He's the omnipotent God. He has all power to meet any need we have this morning. But although it was a supernatural birth, it was a birth. Jesus is also a babe, conceived and then born. He's man, fully God and fully man. And because he's man, because he came in the incarnation to live as we are, he understands you this morning. He can bring comfort to meet you in your suffering or in your trial or in your sorrow or in your grief. He can sympathize with you. Our Lord's birth was supernatural. He is fully God and fully man. Our Lord's birth was indeed a work of the Trinity, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We don't have time to go nearly into it as we should, but we also have here in this little narrative a reminder of a faithful Father. And in this case, I'm not talking about our Father in heaven, but the faithful Father that Jesus had on earth, Joseph. We don't hear a lot about Joseph. By the time of Jesus' beginning of his ministry as an adult around age 30, it appeared that Joseph had gone on to his reward in heaven with his heavenly Father. But we are given in the brief words we have about Joseph in the scripture, we see Jesus had a faithful father on this earth. We're told that he was a righteous man. That is a faithful man, just like Mary. Joseph and Mary were regular people, but they were regular, ordinary, faithful, God-fearing members of God's covenant people. Regular folks, but regular faithful folks. Folks who tried to live according to God's word. And as a righteous man, finding that, you know, again, we hear these words so many times. We know the stories. We have to stop and remember, here is a faithful family. You know, the kind of, in terms of Joseph or in terms of Mary, the kind of man or the kind of woman we would want our own children to be betrothed to. And yet, she's with child, out of wedlock. And Joseph could have at that point, said, here's who I thought was my faithful wife. What's going on here? But no, he's a righteous man. He says, you know what? I'll quietly dissolve this betrothal and try to have some dignity about it. But again, an angel comes to him and says, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. No, what? Joseph, this something's going on. The fullness of time has come. God is at work. Mary has conceived by the Holy Spirit. She's going to give birth to a son, Joseph. And here's what you are to, here's what you are to name him. Take her as your wife. See this through. And then name this child Jesus. Because he's going to save his people from their sins. And so Joseph, realizing that an angel has spoken to him, he did what the angel said. He was faithful. He lived with the consequences of the woman to whom he was betrothed being with child and whatever talk there would be. You know, later on in Jesus' adult life, they still call him an illegitimate child. Many never understood and come to understand the fulfilling of the scripture in this. But Joseph did. Seems he was a patient man, a thoughtful man, a prayerful man. An obedient man. One who lived according to Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. And he will direct your paths. And so we have a just man, a son of David. A son of Abraham, Joseph, Jesus' earthly father. And so when he did name him Jesus, he officially adopted him. And then faithfully raised him. And we're told Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. We have here a supernatural birth and a faithful father. And we should remember the story of Joseph and apply it to our own lives. To be patient in trial, to be thoughtful, to be prayerful, to be obedient with the lives that God brings to us. But we also have a promised Savior. Now we're back to his name. Name him Jesus. Jesus Yeshua or Joshua. The Lord is salvation. That was his name. And we're also reminded of that name, Emmanuel, God with us. This babe born, and as Luke would tell us, wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in the manger, is the promised Savior. And Matthew tells us here what he has come to save us from. Verse 21, the last phrase, he will save his people from their sins. This babe was not born to save Israel from Rome. He was not born to save us from physical pain or affliction, though he will minister to us in our physical pain and affliction. He was not born to save us from all the things that this world might bring upon us. He came to save us from our sins and from death. Now, sin is that root cause of so many evils in the world. But it's from our own sins that this child came, that Jesus was born. To save us from sin. To save us from the penalty and punishment that our sins deserve. He would grow and he would live. To save us from the guilt of sin. He would be one, the promised one who would live the perfect life in our place. And die as a perfect Lamb of God. To take away our sins. He came to save us from the penalty, the punishment of sin, the guilt of sin, the penalty of sin of death. He would defeat death and conquer death in the grave in his resurrection. He was coming to bring to us the very presence of God, Emmanuel, God with us, to, again, as he lived his life and as he then died and arose again and then ascended into heaven, he would send us the Spirit to dwell within us every moment of every day in this life as a deposit guaranteeing our presence with him forever. He came to save us from the consequences of sin, that on the last day when he comes again, we might, with good conscience, with peace in our hearts, know that we are going to be with the one true God forever. Friends, today on this Christmas Eve, remember, our Lord's birth was supernatural. We serve a God with all power, all holiness, all glory. God was faithful to provide his son with an earthly father who can be an example to us. But Emmanuel came to save us from our sins. And so I will simply ask you, what will you do with Emmanuel, God with you, today on this Christmas Eve and tomorrow on Christmas Day? Submit your plans, submit your emotions, your anxieties, your joys, your heart. Submit them to this, the one true God, our Lord Jesus Emmanuel. Call on him and be saved. This is the only name given under heaven among men by which we must be saved, Jesus. And those of you who do know him, walk with him, live by faith in him, and remember the good news of the birth of our Lord, Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, who came to save us from our sins. Amen. And receive this good word as you go. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.